So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned Reb Shimon Omer Echad Gagois Vechad Chatzeres Vechad Karfifos Rishus Achasein. Reb Shimon holds there are no restrictions on carrying within or between Gagois roofs, Chatzeres courtyards, and Karfifos because they are all considered one Rishus. Reb Yochanan Paskins like Reb Shimon Bein Irvu Bein Shalo Irvu. Even if the individual Chatzeres made separate Erevin, Reb Shimon holds that one may carry from one Chatzer to the next items that were outside, and he is not concerned that people will also carry items that were inside. The Gemara asks that it is Rabbi Yechanan who says, Halacha Kistam Mishnah. We always pass in like a Stam Mishnah, and we learn in the Stam Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vavam Abayz, Kaisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, a wall of at least 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide, separates two Chatzeres. They cannot join in a single Erev because they are totally separate from each other. Hoyberoshe Peris, if there are fruits on top of the wall, people from both sides may climb up to eat them, since the top of the wall is considered to be its own rishus, but they may not bring the fruits down into their chatzeres. According to Reb Shimon, they should be allowed to bring the fruits down from the wall to their chatzeres. The Gemara answers, "My lamata lamata labatim." When the Mishnah said take things down from the wall, it meant to take things into the house. The Braisa taught by Reb Chiya that says they may not even take things into the chatzer is not authoritative, because its terminology was purposely omitted by Rebbe when he arranged the Mishnayis and V'chi Rebbe Leishana Reb Chiya min Ayinloi. In the previous daf, we also learned that Rav disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan and holds that Reb Shimon only permits carrying items from one chatzer to the next on Shabbos when the two chatzeres each did not make an erev. If, however, each chatzer has their own erev, they may not carry from one chatzer to the next. Itmar, Shti chatzeres v'chur v'achas b'nehen. Achas erva. In the case of two chatzeres, one has an erev and the other does not, and there is a churva, a ruin in between them. There is a machlokes as to Rav's opinion in this matter. Amar Rav Huna, noisn oisa lezu shaloi erva, aval asher erva loy. Rav Huna holds that the chatzer which does not have an erev may carry things into the churva, because without an erev, they cannot bring things from their houses to the chatzer, and there is no concern that they will carry items that start off in their houses into the churva. The chatzer which does have an erev, and they are permitted to carry from their houses to the chatzer, may not carry to the churva because they might carry things from their houses to the churva. Chiba Rav says, I heard from Rav, af l'she'irva. We do not distinguish between the chatzer that has an erev and the chatzer that does not have an erev. But there are two ways to understand what Rav meant. Shtein asurois. Neither one may carry into the churva. The chatzer with the erev because they might also carry items that were in the house. The one with no erev, because if we allow them to carry, the other chatzer might carry as well. Shtein mutares, both may carry into the churva, because Rav holds like Reb Shimon, and we are not concerned that they will bring things from the house to the churva because it's an unprotected area, as opposed to a chatzer, which is a protected area. Zakta Mishnah, gag gadol samach lekatan, hagadol mutter v'hakatan aser. When a large roof abuts a small roof, we may carry between a large roof and the house below it because the roof is considered to be surrounded by walls on all four sides based on good asik mechitzasa. But the small roof has only three walls and is nifritz lamakim ha'astrala, completely open to an area that is astra to it. Similarly, chatzah gedoyla shenifritz l'ketana, gedoyla muteris for ketana asura, memneshi kepischa shel gedoyla. A large chatzah bordering on a small chatzah, it is mutter to carry from the houses in the large chatzah to the chatzah, but not in the small one, because the small chatzer is considered kepischa shel gedoyla, like the entrance of the large chatzer, assuming that its width is less than 10 amos. Lomalei lemisna tarti. The Gemara asks why the Mishnah has to teach both the halacha of the two gagas and the two chatzers. According to Rav, who would not apply gorasik mechitzasa in the case where the roof overhangs the walls, the juxtaposition of these halachas teaches that the roof in the Mishnah is one that does not overhang the walls, making the walls recognizable just like walls of a chatzer on mechitzas hanikaris. According to Shmuel, who would apply gudasik even where the roof overhangs the walls, the juxtaposition of the halachas teaches that the wall separating the two roofs is walked over by many people, just like the space between the chatzeres, and that is why we do not say gudasik on that wall, leaving the small roof totally open to the big roof. The Gemara continues, Diyura gedayla b'ketana, v'ein diyura ketana b'gedayla. The residents of the large chatzer have some rights in the small one, and to a degree, the small chatzer is considered an extension of the large chatzer, but not vice versa. The Gemara gives five applications of this principle. First, if grapevines are planted in the large one may not plant vegetables in the small one, And doing so would make the vegetables, but not the grapes, usr. However, when grapes are planted in the smaller chatzar, we may plant vegetables in the larger one. Second, if a man puts a get in the small chatzar, while his wife is in the large chatzar, she is divorced, but in the reverse case, she is not. Third, if a tzibur is in the large chatzar, and the shliach tzibur is in the small one, they are yoytzer their chiyuv tfila, but not vice versa. Fourth, if 9 men are in the large chatzar and 1 is in the small chatzar, they combine for a minyan, but not vice versa. Finally, if there is tzaya, excrement, in the large chatzar, it is asr to say shema in the small chatzar. But if it were reversed, it would be mutter to say shema. The small chatzar is an extension of the large chatzar, but the large chatzar is not an extension of the small chatzar. Also, the minority is drawn to the majority, but the majority is not drawn to the minority. Abaye points out that it is strange that had there been no walls, from the perspective of a large chatzar, one would be allowed to plant vegetables in the small chatzar after distancing them just 4 amas. But now that the large chatzar has partial walls on both sides of the entrance, it is usr to plant anywhere in the small chatzar. After all, mechitzas make things mutter, not usr. The Gemara challenges Abaye by bringing 4 examples where we find the mechitzas cause an isr instead of preventing one. First, if the side walls of the small chatzar extend into the large chatzar, it makes it usr to carry in the large chatzar. Abaye answers that it's not the addition of mechitzas that creates the isr, but the blocking off of the previously existing mechitzas. Second, sichich al gabei chsadu shiyesh lo petzimin. If one puts schach on an area with 2 parallel walls and side posts of a tefach on the third side, it's a valid sukkah. But when walls are added that block off the side posts, leaving just 2 walls, it is not a kosher sukkah. Again, Abaye answers that it's not the addition of mechitzas that creates the psul, but the blocking off of the post that originally served as the third wall. We will discuss the next 2 challenges to Abaye in the next daf, Be'ez Hashem.